Yo. Yo, what up, bro? Y'all stand for OT? Yeah. Nah, get that bread, bro. Y'all gotta stay for OT.
Listen up, workers. Overtime is mandatory this weekend. No excuses.
Shit like that.
Then I realize I can't quit because I got a baby. Sometimes I just wanna lay around and be lazy. Supervisor got one more time to walk up talking crazy. Why you asking me to do some shit that's out of my pay grade? Why you volunteer my service knowing I ain't gonna stay late? On my case about mistakes that they made. Oh hell no, nah. I ain't putting no 2 weeks notice. I ain't even finna tell y'all. Yep.
Bang, bang, bang.
What's going on? What up? What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Welcome to Mandatory Overtime. I'm your main man, DJ High Star. The aim here at Mandatory Overtime is for us to recalibrate, redefine manhood in our community. And as we see it, you know, amongst us in our community. Shout out to everybody in the community as well. You know what I'm saying? It's just an audio journal of an 80s baby. Social experiment and consistency. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here listening to me. Now, I appreciate that, y'all. You know? Don't confuse this with the manosphere. It's just a place where the man is fair. So pull up a chair, like, comment, subscribe, share, and make some noise because your man is here, y'all. Live from Charlotte, America.
Bang, bang, bang.
See, I got a Russian sound engineer. And a check, 1, 2. Let's go to work, y'all. What's happening, everybody? What's good? What's going on? I am fresh from homecoming. Had an awesome time. Shout out to Clapton University. You know, we showed up and showed out. Everybody looked great. That's one thing that I love about going to homecoming is that everybody just dresses to the nines, as they say. But everybody was looking good. It's a blessing to see everyone. I wanted to recap a couple of things. Shout out to a Lambda Sigma chapter of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, of course. We actually won the step show. I wasn't down for the step show on Thursday. I did go down on Friday where we had the day party. The youngins have fused the word day and party, and they have coined the term Darty. Fuck out of here, man. I'm not feeling it, but that's what they call it now. So went to the Darty. Brotherly love to my dog, Savage. Well, shout out to my dog for hosting that. Then we went to, you know, a couple parties and all of that. Tailgate experience. Let's get to that. All right.
Let me work. Please let me work.
Everything that I said came to fruition. I don't know if it was just me speaking stuff up and jinxing everything, but it definitely looked like the state fair out there, y'all. Okay. So salute to Claflin, because y'all home and I love y'all, but vendors galore at every turn, spending money. And that's just, again, that's everything that I was elocuting before. That's all I was saying is that I feel like we're small business and our way out of community. It doesn't feel like the community tailgate or tailgate vibe anymore, you know, where you're missing the family experience of other older alumni just cooking out and getting to know people. It's all transactional. And what's your Cash App? What's your Apple Pay? So, you know, it's just something to mention as we go through these things and we talk about how everything is divine and connected. I just wanted to mention that. I was accurate on that. I did want to do some recaps and revisions from last week's show. You know, I wanted to make it clear, you know, I love all people first and foremost, but to do business with and have friends that are white people and everything, you know, again, they have to be held to task in this space of hours. Didn't want to spend too much time on that, but I didn't want anything to come off last week as too heavy. But again, we're going to be transparent whenever we talking about community building. And we got to be unapologetic with a lot of the commentary that we have. You know, when it's time for us to hold ourselves accountable, we'll do that. And then when it's time to hold other people accountable, we'll do that as well. But that's why I wanted to highlight different brothers like Professor Sky, where we hear it straight from another white person. So that, you know, just wanted to make that clear about last week's show. But with that being said, salute to everyone that did tune in last week. We do have an email to read this week. Wanted to give some early brotherly love to Professor Sky, but also I've mentioned him a couple times, but Antonio Speaks. If you ever on YouTube, check out Antonio Speaks videos. They tough. Yo, I love the way that he communicates and he puts his videos together as far as edits them and stuff. But it's quick, digestible, like as far as easy to consume, if you will, like the content. And, you know, he always has a good message. And I like his angle or his take on things where we're always, when I say we, I'm talking about black people, we're always being put in these stories and these video essays and stuff online as the villain. And he kind of turns the table on a lot of those things. And, you know, just again, putting the mirror on back, turning the mirror back to America, in other words. So shout out again and brotherly love to Antonio Speaks. And again, Professor Sky on YouTube. That's Sky, S-K-Y-E. But yeah, let's go ahead and move forward. I'll go ahead and kind of sprinkle some things in, recapping the weekend. But just all in all, great job from Claflin. It wasn't any fatal incidents or any kind of shootings or anything. There was a melee. Okay. There was a brawl. And it was the bruhs. I'ma just keep it at that, y'all. I'ma just keep it at that. But it was the bruhs. Yeah, the bruhs was brawling. I'll just keep it at that. You know, let's just say this.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
So overall, great job by Claflin. It looked beautiful as usual. No crazy incidents going off. I didn't hear about any kind of robberies or like breaking into vehicles like I have in the past several years. So that's awesome. I did want to go ahead. Let's go ahead and put a bow on that though. Move forward here to our building wisdom segment.
Is that Prince for King? Come here, Prince. What's today's mathematics?
Hey, yo, no disrespect, but we ain't in all of that, son.
Build, destroy. The build is to elevate the mentalities of self and those around self. To add positive energy to every nation. To build, you must first start from the root, which is the knowledge foundation, and add on to the highest peak. To destroy is to eliminate and destroy any and all negativity that enters my cipher of supreme harmony.
Peace, God.
Peace, God.
Come on, son.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
I know you're gonna dig this.
All right, so this week I got a quote from Cousin Jerome early on this Monday. It's Monday Motivation. And the Monday Motivation is, you don't choose your family. They are God's gift to you, as you are to them. That's from Desmond Tutu. So shout out to Desmond Tutu with that. All right, and this piece of wisdom is going to be from Nipsey Hussle. It was, first of all, rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. But it was an interview that he did when he was making a PR run for Victory Lap. And he was just speaking on the state of hip hop at that moment from Nip right here.
Yeah. You feel me? We shouldn't even. The public should follow the real niggas. And the real niggas ain't reacting, so y'all don't react.
Exactly.
You know, put this shit on. Put the dude on goofy time and just let him sit over here and do what he's doing until that shit expires. Because it always gonna self destruct, clearly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So the public should not even react to clown shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? We shouldn't even. The public should follow the real niggas. The real niggas ain't react.
So shout out to Nip with that. A great piece of advice. And again, that's for building wisdom. Let's go ahead and play this.
In Decrees of a Millionaire. First, the path out of poverty is through financial education. Second, work until those who didn't believe in you ask you for a job. Third, If you don't have time to open a book, you'll have even less time to start a business. Fourth, remember, the rich educate themselves while the poor entertain themselves. Fifth, if you don't work on your dreams, you'll always work on someone else's dreams. Sixth, it's always better to find clients than to look for bosses. Seventh, God wants you humble in heart, not in your wallet. Eighth, start small but dream big. Ninth, the most powerful asset we have is our mind. Well trained, it can create an enormous fortune. Tenth, rich people have large libraries, poor people have large TVs. 11th, start being more grateful and complaining less. Complaining brings poverty. Gratitude brings abundance. 12th, if you can't control your emotions, you won't be able to control your money. 13th, turn your passion into your source of income. If you don't love what you do, you'll never be happy. 14th, don't save what's left after spending. Spend what's left after saving. 15th, money isn't earned by working, it's earned by thinking. If working 8 to 12 hours a day made people millionaires, everyone working those hours would be wealthy. Like, and come at money to attract wealth.
So yeah,
I know you're gonna dig this.
That one was another, that was just a clip off of Instagram, one of those put together clips, but I did want to play that for us. I hope y'all got something out of that also. Let's see here. Salute to the Building Wisdom segment. Wanted to, before I get to the emails, y'all, let's go ahead, step into the break room real quick. I wanted to go ahead and do a quick out for lunch segment. So this week, whenever I was down there at Claflin for the homecoming, the Longhorn is making their... they're making their debut or opening up. The grand opening was today on Monday. I'm recording on a Monday here. So Orangeburg officially has a Longhorn, y'all. I never thought I would see the day. So they were doing a soft opening this weekend. I don't think that a lot of their trainers and stuff understood that it was Claflin's homecoming, but they were doing a soft opening. And I heard and got word that, you know, these soft openings was going on. They were doing it from 11 through 7. The intel that I did get failed to tell me that you needed a QR code and that the QR code was for family and friends to be able to come in and enjoy complimentary food. You just had to pay for drinks. So me and Ashton, y'all get to know Ashton, but me and Ashton, we go pull up. And to my surprise, the door's locked. So this guy, small guy, Joey, the manager, shout out to Joey, brotherly love to Joey. But he pokes his head out and he's like, yeah, can I help you? And I'm like, yo, bro, we have, you know, we're trying to see with this soft opening, what's going on? And he was like, pretty much, he explained, you need a QR code, this and that. So I'm like, all right, cool. We about to go to the campus and go on tailgate. So he's like, let me see what I can do. I'm going to get you a coupon. So he goes back inside, gets one of those steakhouse coupons that you get at Outback or Longhorn that you really can't do nothing with, right? Free bread with the purchase of an entree or something like that. So he gives us the coupons and he's like, what are you guys doing in town? I'm like, yeah, we're here for homecoming. He's like, and he's talking to us for a little bit. So let me see what I can do. He goes back in. So he comes back out and he goes, come back at 12:30. And just you two. He had to stress that. Don't be bringing no, I think he might have saw we was Omegas. Don't be bringing no crowd. Don't be bringing no party. Just y'all two. Come at 12:30 and we'll take care of y'all. So we came back at 12:30. Soon as we come back, as you may have predicted, I said, hey, you know, somebody different was at the door. Hey, Joey said that we can come back. Joey said that? Was like, yes, Joey said that. So we ended up getting in, though. Service was great. Like I said, they were training, so the service was great. I had, you know, a pretty good drink. He had to make up like a, what I call a tequila mule. So y'all heard of a Moscow mule? That's in like this copper cup, normally ginger beer, some lime, and, you know, your liquor of choice, if you will. I had a Mexican mule. And that has tequila in it. But for the food vibe, just went to my go-to at Longhorn, what I normally do, Parmesan crusted spinach dip. Right? And just test it out and see if they knew what they was doing, if the trainers was doing anything. And then I did, because it was complimentary, did a ribeye with the crispy Brussels on the side. So crispy Brussels, everything was up to par. Ashton was able to put the Parmesan crust on his steak, y'all. He asked. He who asks receives. I didn't ask. Actually, I did ask for their new feature, the 7-pepper topping on my steak. And not a fan, y'all. Not a fan. It was a lot going on with that. It was, I don't know. It brought the sodium and the salt out of the steak. But nevertheless, that we didn't get a dessert, I don't believe. And we left to go to the tailgate and stuff. The funny thing was, whenever they got us our tickets, they printed the ticket up as if, you know, it was the entree and stuff. And so the price on the ticket at first, we both looking at each other and looking at the price like, hold on, bro. We gotta, you know, we ain't gotta go on Rough Joey up or nothing like that. But no, they comped it out and they just charged us for the drinks. Again, salute, brotherly love to Joey, but Longhorn out there in Orangeburg. That was the out for lunch segment this week. Because unfortunately, I didn't eat any tailgate food. I speak about that, but it'll be futile. It'll be futile for me too. So let's get up out of here. I did want to get to an email that we have this week. So salute. Let's go ahead. I'm going to read this email. Here we go. Peace, High Star. First and foremost, happy belated birthday to REB for sure. So, yeah. Happy belated birthday to R&B. All right. My random thoughts this week. All right. So, yo, you talking to a shorty. Y'all find out, like, man, this not going to work. After that, she starts to hate or blocks on everybody that's flirting with you. Like, baby girl, you didn't like me. And honestly, you irritating Ronnie. Oh, shoot. See, I know exactly who this is. So he says, yeah, you irritating Ronnie. Okay, it's the second random thought for him this week. Men who can joke all day, but when the joke come to them, they can't take it. Pause. Like, you just made me the butt of the last 5 jokes, nigga. Relax. It ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. Shout out to R.E.B. He said, LOL, shut the fuck up and you bothering me. Lastly, if we match in bottles and I bring, let me get the gun ready for this. Lastly, if we match in bottles and I bring my $60 bottle of Lagratona, please don't think that you about to bring a bottle of Terramana and think you're going to drink all my shit, because I don't want that rubbing alcohol you bought. All right. I understand that the pockets is different, but you're really irritating me. Ooh, talk heavy. Not the pockets is different. Well, damn. That was from Fat Boy. Shout out to Fat Boy. Let's unpack some of this real quick, y'all. I'll go from the bottles of liquor and then we'll go backwards. But yeah, the Lagertona, that's, if y'all don't know, that's my drink of choice whenever we sipping on the spirits, on the libations. It's a great tequila. No plug. This isn't an ad, but that's what I drink. And Fat Boy does as well, along with, you know, like your Don Filanos of the world. Just you know, we look to drink. You drink the pain. I'm saying, I don't know how to describe it, but everything that we drink is pressure. So funny and slightly disrespectful on the. Don't bring a bottle of Terramana and think you're going to drink. Well, no. Not that you think you're going to drink all my shit, but I don't want that rubbing alcohol that you bought. Like, dog. What? All right. So, let's see here. Now, this, you know, that the second point that you made, the second random thought, men who can joke all day, but when the joke comes to them, they can't take it. Pause. Like, you just made me the butt of the last 5 jokes, nigga. Relax. So when the firing start coming, yeah. And Fat Boy knows, like, the way that our crew gets down, our circle gets down, yes. At any given time, you could be the subject. So be prepared. And don't get in your feelings. Don't get emotional. Come on with all of that, all right? Now, the first one, like, you talking to a shorty, y'all find out that it's not going to work. Now, after that, she hates or blocks on everybody that's flirting with you. Like, baby girl, you ain't like me, and honestly, you irritating Ronnie. Now, with that, I can honestly say there's a lot of times that I've seen my partners from college when they get engaged or married or they have the baby announcement on social media, and then they start to, you know, receive the hate or they get a lot of attention that they weren't getting prior to whenever they was low and out the way. So I do, you know, that's my take on that. But nevertheless, dog, fat boy, we appreciate you, man. Thank you for
show love, nigga. It don't show nothing.
Appreciate
it'll
you, my boy.
Show a nigga love.
Yeah. So shout out to Fat Boy with the email. Now, with this week, I wanted to talk a little bit about what I alluded to last week of over entertainment. And again, just to rehash what I was discussing, it's just I think that we're in a serious time right now, and I don't like the fact that, you know, it's the job of late night hosts and late night shows to lighten the mood. A lot of people on social media as well, just to lighten the mood and change the climate of, you know, how things are going. But at some point, we have to take things seriously. And I think that the word entertainment is used as a crutch. It's low hanging fruit for people to be able to say that, yo, I'm in entertainment or I do entertainment. And it opens up this wide umbrella of a bunch of things that you could group under entertainment and call it entertainment when it's just nonsense. It's cacophony. It's toxic to what we take in. So I just wanted to start with that because, again, we've normalized distraction so much, right? We've made dysfunction the function or whatnot. But yeah, like right now, dysfunctional is functional for us. And we live with distractions. We've learned how to live with that and exist with distractions all around us. So with entertainment, everybody's vying for your eyes and for your views, for your clicks through YouTube, through Twitch, through these different mediums, Patreon, whatever it is. But everybody's vying for your attention. And a lot of times they'll just disguise it behind the guise of entertainment. And again, right now, we have to think about all of the serious things that's going on in the world. I think, again, I'll date myself. I have to start naming the segment whenever I do this old man shit and date myself. But back in my day, I tell you one thing. But back in my day with the newspapers, majority of it was news, and there was a section that was entertainment. You look online right now with social media, majority of it is entertainment, and there's a small section of it that it is like newsworthy and noteworthy. So it's three organizations or three factions that I'd like to hold to task. But first, again, it starts with comedians and late night show hosts and all the comedians and stuff. Then social media. So that includes us, but mostly social media influencers and people with a following that, again, take these things lightly. So that includes podcasters and stuff that have had the privilege of having these people on their platforms, but have not and have failed to hold, say, politicians to task or people that are real game changers and shift changers around here to task whenever they're asking about things in the future. And then the third is the government. The government, I know that our government is pictured to be a civil one, and it's supposed to be one where that, you know, you can get along across party lines, you can agree or to disagree but still have civil discourse. But we still have to hold criminals to task. If there was a leader in office right now and they looked anything like me, then a fraction of the things that this current leader has been accused of and has been convicted for would get me up out of there. We got to be honest with ourselves about that. So I got to hold the government to task on that as well. Now, in addition to that, there are some shows that do open up and have those uncomfortable conversations.
Show love, nigga. It
wanted
show
to show
nothing.
Love
it
to
don't
them.
Cost nothing to show a nigga love.
Whether it, niggas or not, but showing love to Jon Stewart and The Daily Show. But also, you know, as unpopular as it may sound, I wanted to show love to The Breakfast Club as well. And I'll show love to some of these podcasts out here that do take that leap and take that chance to have these different politicians on or speak politics. And show love to Native Land podcast as well, where they definitely speak truth to power about what's going on with politics and in the world of politics. So I wanted to actually, again, show love to Jon Stewart for a recent conversation that he's had on his show. Now, y'all have to be patient with me. I have this clipped up, a lot of clips from this, but it's a lot of great information that I'm going to play from this interview that he's had. To me, it's simply AI versus IP, and that's where the discussion lies. He has a conversation with Tristan Harris, and the title of the video is The Dangers of Unregulated AI on Humanity and the Workforce. So I want to go ahead and play a couple of these clips.
The incentives were the thing that was going to determine the world that we got in. The incentive was the
of social
race,
media.
Of social media. The race to maximize eyeballs and engagement, whatever sticky, whatever gets people's attention, whatever salacious. You run children's development and self-image through that. You run politics through that.
Right.
You run media through that. You run information and democracy through that. Purposefully. Well, their goal was market dominance. We need to own as much of the global psychology of humanity as we possibly can.
Is that on the, because I don't remember that on the...
That wasn't on the box.
That's not on the masthead of Facebook.
No, it wasn't.
We must dominate.
Yeah, well, so I think this is the thing. So the reason it's so important to get clear about this is that we need to get extraordinarily clear about which world we're going to end up with in AI. Because it is going a million times faster.
Sure.
And it is way more powerful. So we need the tools to understand and predict which future we're going to get in. And I want people to know that if you know the incentive, you can predict the outcome.
And we know the incentive, but it does seem as though AI is making social media algorithms. It's almost quaint.
It's quaint compared
when
to
you
AI.
Think about AI. But let me. So you say it's important for us to know the incentives.
Mm-hmm.
They won't tell us that. There's something about it's ours. Mm-hmm. So
there's
shut
democratizing
up.
Access. It's available. No. So. First of all, we should understand.
All right. So that's the first clip that I wanted to play. This, I know, again, I know this is kind of long, but in this next clip, I believe they go into the discussion about IP a little bit. So let's go ahead and listen to this.
Dan, what makes AI different from every other kind of technology? Why is it so transformative? Why does Demis Hassabis, the CEO of Google DeepMind, say that it could be humanity's last invention? Is because...
Well, that doesn't sound good.
That doesn't sound very good, does it? Well, I think there's actually
anything doesn't sound good.
There's a non-apocalyptic version of what he's saying, which is that intelligence is what our brain does. And if you can automate everything a brain can do, you can automate future invention, future science, future technology development, everything that a human does. That's what their goal is.
Well, then what's our job?
Well, exactly. And that's only one of the major problems that we have to deal with, is what are humans going to do? But they are racing to scale and kind of grow these digital brains that, you know, 2 years ago couldn't do very much. And
all right. So, again, you see what, see how heavy this kind of conversation gets. But, again, I wanted to share this with you all as a family and as a community. Whenever we think about the advantages, definitely, of AI, we have to think about how irresponsible some will be and have been with AI and where this is going. But also one of the reasons that I champion intellectualism and actually using your brain, doing brain exercises, working your brain out, reading, writing, okay, writing in cursive, writing poetry, you know, doing puzzles, but just working your brain out. I champion that because of that. I wanted to go to this next part here.
Here's the thing that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't understand. They are strip mining the totality of human achievement.
That's right.
They're building their models off of everything that we've done for 10,000 years.
Yep.
And they fed it into the the model, and then after 2 weeks, the computer was like, what else you got?
Yeah, exactly.
But they are strip mining everything we've done. And when we say to them, and what are you doing with it? They go, oh, that's our intellectual property. But our intellectual property...
It was trained on all of our data, all of the things and labor that we've done. And are you going to get a handout from... When in history has a small group of people concentrated all the wealth and then consciously redistributed it to everybody?
The first part has happened.
All right, so see, there's a perfect example of what I mean by the over-entertainment. Again, with Jon Stewart, I appreciate the edutainment, if you will, and the fact that he blends in the entertainment and then he can get serious as well. But it's just not a laughing matter to me. I don't think that it's time for us to be laughing. It's a very serious thing. And those things could be the crowd kind of laughing out of nervousness and not knowing what's going on. But it's, you know, I just think about all the time that over entertainment and sometimes that we lean too much on that. Let me go ahead and fast forward here to this next part.
When everyone is just consuming AI generated nonsense and no one knows what's true anymore. The biggest
but
argument.
But they have us by the ball. You know, Peter Thiel, who is with Palantir and these other companies and is one of the leading figures of this. So he was talking about the Antichrist and he was talking about how he thinks anyone, this is his postulation, that those who would seek to regulate AI could very well be the Antichrist.
Right.
I mean, he says this seriously.
I know.
Whereas you might sit there and go like, I think it might be the guy saying that. That might, like, my reading of it would be that.
Yeah, or AI itself. I mean, it's presenting the infinite benefits.
The conversations that they are having with each other is very different
That's right.
than the conversation we're having with us. Because to us, they go, hey, no more shitty jobs. Do you like to paint? You go paint. You're going to be so happy. We're going to give you money and maybe chocolates.
Yeah.
And to each other, they're saying AI represents for corporate leaders productivity without, and this is a quote, the tax of human labor.
Yep. Yeah. Right.
He called human labor
a tax.
Yeah.
Well, and these companies, if you're there sitting and you can hire either an AI to do the work or pay these really expensive humans to do the work.
It's just troubling. It just gets troubling after a while. But I do want to play, let me see here, this last clip. Well, no, this last two clips here.
Who are you going to pay? You're not paying the individual people anymore. You're paying five companies.
That's right.
And so this country of geniuses in a data center suddenly aggregates all of the wealth of the economy. And now people always say, but humans find something else to do. We always, you know, we had the elevator man, now we have the automated elevator, we had the bank teller.
That's right. But that was one industry.
That was one, was a technology that automated one job.
Right.
The difference with AI is it can automate literally all kinds of human labor. When Elon Musk says that Optimus Prime.
I'm not familiar with that name. Tell me more.
When Elon Musk says that Optimus Prime, that one robot, is going to be a $25 trillion market opportunity. What he's saying is we will own the world economy. And that's what the goal of all these AI companies is. It's not just benefiting society. It's that they're actually caught in this arms race to get to this prize of own the economy, build a god, and make trillions of dollars.
Two things.
See, it gets spooky, but I just want to play this last part for y'all.
Many people want the benefits of AI, but one of them, I think many people actually, some of the leaders of the labs, Elon Musk, to other things you might think about Elon, he actually wanted everyone to stop and not build this. He said we shouldn't summon the demon. And then what happened is all of these companies are now racing and have made so much progress that he felt like, well, I might as well join them rather than try to prevent this.
What? It's let's not summon the demon too. What's one more demon? You know, since we have the demons, let's add another demon.
Well, and the moral logic is, well, if I don't trust the other AI CEO, who I don't think is trustworthy, and I think I'm better than them at stewarding this power, it's my moral obligation to get there first and to build this god and to own everything, because I think I'll
but
be a better steward of that power.
But do they believe themselves then masters of the universe, and are they substituting then the wisdom of liberal democracy or republics or any systems that ever had for this? Because, so we're talking about two tracks.
Yeah.
One is the just.
Yeah, all right, I'm gonna cut them brothers' wisdom, y'all. Again, it gets heavy, but.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
You see what's going on. I hope that y'all was able to take something from that and pull something from that. But, you know, we gotta just think about how AI is taking IP, if you will, and aggregating it, keeping IP, and is going to repurpose our IP. Like, I don't know how we can continue to, we can keep IP sacred outside of keeping information perhaps on, you know, a jump drive or written down old school, because anything that's tied to the internet, tied to cloud services, tied to your phone or anything like that, I got a feeling that more than likely it is subject to some sort of AI tool, and that data is likely to be compromised or could be compromised. So just my thoughts on it. I'd love to hear y'all thoughts on this conversation, AI versus IP, or man versus the machine. The conversation that John Stewart had, it gets deeper, of course, and they speak about different prompts that people have put in these AI models, and you know, some of those results are scary, but nevertheless, I just wanted to make y'all aware, make the community aware of that, certainly, you know. So again, I want to hear from y'all with regards to that. Feel free to email us at mandatoryot704@gmail.com. That's mandatoryot704@gmail.com. Or you can always give us a call on the hotline, and I'll look to play your voice note. Our number is 704-781-7011. That's 704-781-7011. Shout out to the Queen City. But let's see here. Wanted to go ahead and move forward. Y'all wanted to give flowers, of course, once again, to Dungeon Family's very own Outkast. And I wanted to do this properly, though, in a High Star Bars version of this. So you want to go ahead. I wanted to play two of my favorite verses now from Andre and Big Boy, respectively. I just couldn't narrow down. Just wanted to play these High Star Bars for those who don't know about it. And then for those who do, that just need a reminder, I will be karaoke in this so that we won't get flagged. But let me go ahead. The first verse I'm going to play is Andre 3000. This is on I Can't Wait. Letting the whole verse ride too, y'all. Leather in the summer, silk in the winter.
This is such an art.
Where do I begin? Used to sing tenor in the church choir. Really, I was flexing, but the girls, they was fly. I'm that type of. Hold on. My fault, y'all. It's High Star Bars, so we just gotta. Let's take it back to the original High Star Bars segment when we kind of breaking down this stuff, but I'm just let it ride. I'm not even gonna break it down, but I'm. Outside of the content and the words that he's spitting, just pay attention to phonetically how he's rhyming the words, like, and what he's rhyming on the end of the words. I'm just saying, but it's just all of the lyricists and the spitters, y'all can pick up on this. But just check this out, y'all. Let's go.
Leather in the summer, silk in the winter. This is such an art. Where do I begin?
Used to sing tenor in the church choir.
Really, I was flexing, but the girls, they were fine. I'm the type of guy to know the subtle signs. When I cuddle mine, she ain't even trying to look sexy. But even if she was, so what?
Motherfucker,
grow up.
Don't mean to be so abrupt, but that lets me know that she's a human being. And being human's hard on the boulevard. Girl, you got it bad. I'm glad I'm not one.
But yet you got it good. You are the hot one. But I'm Andre, Benjamin Andre to be exact. You hope to meet the gentleman one day. Well, this is that.
In fact, Dookie introduced us at a show about a year or so ago. I don't know. Mine slips me. I'm in the southern states. You know where all the pimps be. Dressing all boogie and carrying ugly cups. And yes, you're getting booed if you do not get down. And yes, you're getting sued by women who didn't get up out their seat on the bus.
And feet shouldn't rust.
And beat is a must. And we shouldn't lust, but we do. I'm laughing at the calendars and clocks.
Ask Scott to match the socks.
What's in your speaker box? Pink and blue.
You're lollygagging. You're slow poking.
You got me open.
You're playing with me.
Playing, I'm not a toy. As if I need a breaker, brings the joy.
Kiner, the tiner,
meaning the real McCoy. I can't wait.
Bang, bang, bang.
So yeah, that verse right there. One thing, one of his high star bars in there. I mean, as if Anita Baker brings the joy. It's crazy. Ascot to match the socks. What's in your speaker box? Pink and blue. You know, Andre was on that other celestial type of vibe. But one other thing he said, I like just how he introduces it. But in fact, Dookie introduced this at a show about a year or so ago. I don't know. Mind slips me. I'm in the southern states, you know, where all the pimps be dressing all buggy and carrying ugly cups. And yes, you're getting booed if your shit do not get down. And yes, you're getting sued by women who didn't get up out their seat on the bus. So opposite of down, of course, women who didn't get up out their seat off the bus. And that was talking about Rosa Parks, who was suing them at the time because they had a track named Rosa Parks. So shout out, of course, to Andre 3000 with that. So I wanna, there's plenty of big boy verses that I could pick from as well, but this particular one that I'm picking is on the track Skewered on the Barbie. That is from the Aquemini album. So I just wanted to bust raps like B-boys bust cats. We the type of people that don't bury the axe or the hatchet. Every time we see your life, we snatch it. Ryan out here talking that dumb shit. Don't cabbage, crack like mama's ass and summer grass. I've been in the game for minutes. See some suckers like y'all pass. Getting in your light skin. Alright then, little boy, why you cry? The dungeon family gonna be here, nigga, so keep rock. I gotta hit the source, I need my other half of mine. Because that seldom play a list of Cali music was a classic rock. College Park, he's one indicator, they got my back. So, we gon' keep on jamming and stabbing off in the track. I think it's time to bungee, but buddy, we will be back. And I'm finna put some D's on the lag, know that. Old school players and new school
fools. So,
that verse was probably, had to be fourth or fifth verse that I learned by heart as a youngin'. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Outkast once again. And congratulations on the induction into all of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Shout out to Outkast. Wanted to start off my brotherly love this week. Let's see here.
Show love, nigga. It don't show nothing. It don't cost nothing to show a nigga love.
I was doing
nigga.
This getting money.
Show a nigga some love, nigga.
So I wanted to start off by giving some flowers and showing love to my brother Kendall. It's my dog. He's studying for his doctor, and or his PhD rather. I was able to help him out with one of his final projects, if you will. Salute to my brother Kendall, and listen, got some things coming up and underway with him, because it was my brother in mass comm back at Claflin University. So salute to him, of course. Again, salute to everybody that I saw down there at Claflin this weekend. Shout out to my brother DJ GQ doing his thing. Shout out to DJ Fatboy. Shout out to DJ B-Lord. Shout out to the security guard that was up on stage with B-Lord when I tried to dap B-Lord up and I had to jump up there like, yo dog, just trying to, that's all. But anyways, so salute to y'all. Definitely brotherly love. Of course, to Fatboy, brotherly love. To Old Man Q, brotherly love. To my dog Sock, shout out to everybody. And so look, this prayer was with supreme faith that's in God. It's a prayer that's straight from the heart. May the ego and the hubris never break us apart from one brother to another. If nobody ever told you before, I love you. All right, I'll see y'all, talk to y'all a little bit later, man. Make sure y'all email the show mandatoryot704@gmail.com, and we'll holla at you later. All right, peace.
Hey, everybody, it's closing time. You don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here. Closing time.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
I know you gonna dig this.
Damn, I hate my job, I feel like quitting on the daily, then I realize I can't quit because I got a baby, sometimes I just wanna lay around and be lazy, supervisor got one more time to walk up talking crazy, why you asking me to do some shit that's out of my pay grade, why you volunteer my service knowing I ain't gonna stay late, on my case about mistakes that they made, oh hell no, I ain't putting in no 2 weeks notice, I ain't even finna tell y'all.
Do the knowledge, nigga.